Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. And on this episode, we're going to talk about these Snapchat charms they just added. We're going to also talk about Instagram TV and have you used it? Have you been on Facebook Live? And can you send news on a flip phone? See, that's something that I really don't know nothing about. I mean, it ain't like I ain't had no flip phone. Well, for the young listeners, you probably don't even know what a flip phone is. But yeah, let's jump right into it. Snapchat charms. You know how Snapchat do, you know, it ain't really no ahead of the curve update. Like, they won't send you no notification before they do it. They just gonna do it. Bam. Next thing you know, you got something new on Snapchat. Honestly, Snapchat charm thing ain't bad to me. I like it. I mean, but some of it's like, I don't know none of y'all. I'm just kidding. But it's showing us, you know, our signs and what we're compatible with. So it kind of give me a brief summary of maybe where your birthday is. Your birthday got to be in between these areas. Because that's like the number one thing. Like, I can't remember no birthdays. Facebook saved my life with that. But the Snapchat charm thing ain't bad. But the only thing I don't like about it is it keep all of the messages and pictures and everything we done ever sent to each other. I'm like, wow, really? And what else? Oh, but it do show us when we did become friends. I think it's good. I think I like it. It ain't bad. Snapchat, if you listening, put me on. I need to get some money for this. Just kidding. It's free promo. But yeah, how y'all feel about the Snapchat charms? I feel like Snapchat just running out of ideas. Like, they don't got, but they trying to keep one up on Facebook or Instagram and all that. But I wouldn't be surprised if everybody else follows suit, like Facebook gets Facebook charms or something that's not charms, but like badges or something like that. At first, I was calling it badges, and my girl was like, Facebook don't got no badges. I don't know what you're talking about. But she being a smarty pants. And I wasn't saying charms, I was saying badges. She just kept acting like she couldn't see it. I don't see it. I'm like, wow. This is what we're really going to do. When I went and looked back at it, it said charms. What are you talking about, charms? I wanted to slap her charm off her face, but whatever. I don't promote violence against women. But I got a lot of female cousins. We ain't going to get into that. I'm just kidding. But yeah, Snapchat, it just, you know, it just pop up with some stuff. Snapchat almost like Amber Alert. Next thing you know, boo-boo, you think it's somebody enjoys your time, like you, for you, want to speak to you or enjoy the joke or something funny you said on Snapchat. Nope, Snapchat team. Letting you know that it's something new that you probably never going to use. But yeah, I mean, I look at some of my Snapchat charms to see what y'all are, you know, where my Leo's at. I ain't mad at the Cancers neither. You feel me? Aquarius's. Scorpios. There's really only a few that I don't fool with. A few signs I don't too much fool with that we had a crazy run in. Any other sign I'm pretty good with, but the Snapchat charms, that's cool. I like to know y'all signs and wonder why you don't like or you don't view some of my stuff or sometimes, you know, or I think we wouldn't get along. If I see you a Leo on there, maybe we bump heads one day. Or maybe we love each other. Or maybe we best of friends. I'm just kidding. But yeah, let me know how y'all feel about them Snapchat charms if you got Snapchat. Now we're going to talk about Instagram TV. I don't watch nobody's Instagram TV. I barely watch Instagram Live. Like, when people get on their Instagram Live, well, honestly, it's kind of annoying because it seems like every 10 seconds somebody's getting on Instagram Live. And I don't think I've ever been on Instagram Live. I think I went one time, and it was for my cousin's birthday, and we were out in Huntsville, and we was having a good time and, you know, drinking and whatnot, playing cards, and that's pretty much it. Yeah. I want to get into Instagram TV, but I just don't know who to watch. So I need some suggestions or people I need to follow that got pretty good Instagram TV. I think it's a good idea. Like, it's kind of like Facebook Live. I think, but I could be wrong. Or maybe it's like Facebook, you know how they got them videos of people that made their claim to fame by being on Facebook, by dropping videos and series that they keep up with or they got going. I never really got into it. I'm going to have to one day, put them prior to the side and look at Instagram TV. Check it out, see how it is. Not downing it, not bashing it. It's probably dope. I ain't even looked into it. You know how it is for older people. We don't like to step outside the box and try new stuff, but I don't know. Let me know how that is. Maybe I'll start an Instagram TV one day. I just don't think I'm that interested in person like that. I mean, I am interested. It's just, am I that interested to be on your Instagram like that all the time? Plus, I don't be on Instagram all the time. I'm mostly on Facebook more often than I am on Instagram. It seems like Instagram kind of dull. Like, sometimes, you know, I go to Facebook for them funny videos, hilarious videos. It's not that I'm not, you know, following the people on Instagram that's funny. It's just Facebook got a lot more comedians than Instagram. Like, I wouldn't even trip. Instagram TV seemed like it would be something dope. If Instagram paid me to do it, I'll do it. That's the number, though. That's gonna be the number one phrase you hear about me. Pay me. So, I ain't tripping. Instagram Live, I done watched that. But Instagram TV, never watched it. So, if you got some input on it, let me know. Facebook Live. See, this the part of the episode I was waiting on right here. See, I think I know, like I mentioned, I went on Instagram Live. I went on Facebook Live same time. Cousin, drinking, playing cards, having a good time. But for some of y'all, Facebook Live is life. Like, y'all can't wait to get on there and to put somebody on blast. Then it's like y'all putting people on blast like y'all like 100 M's up. Like y'all just paid in the shade. Y'all ain't nobody. Like, who is y'all to be talking about somebody? Then it's like, y'all beef with this person this whole time. Then when y'all get together, the fight be like 2 minutes long. And then y'all just be out there grabbing hair and doing all this other stuff. Yeah, I'm calling y'all women out about it. Because there's not a lot of guys that get on Facebook Live. Well, not at least the people I'm friends with. They don't get on Facebook Live a lot. But big up to the people that do get on Facebook Live and let me see them pay-per-views, though. Shout out to you, bro. Shout out to you. Matter of fact, if you do that, send me a message on Facebook or Instagram or something like that, and I'll give you a shout out today with all your tags. I'm talking about Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, all that. I got you, because you be looking out. Ever since, you know, YouTube done got real hazy with the lives, you know, you can't really find nothing that's on TV right now on YouTube Live. Go on Facebook, got it. Then it's like people that get on Facebook Live and report the news, like, boy, some stuff that you didn't know was going down in your city or a couple cities over, boy, they got you. Got you covered. Need to be some real deal news anchors. But most of the time, it's hilarious stuff going on Facebook Live. Like maybe a overmatch fight, like a bigger girl fighting a little girl, or a bigger guy beating up on a little guy. Which ain't funny, but it's entertaining. Facebook Live, I think, is just for pure entertainment. Now, when y'all go do all this extravagant stuff and be in these big hotels or at these big parties, I enjoy that too. Because, I mean, it made me feel like I went out today, I did something. But in all actuality, I ain't did nothing. Put on some gym shorts and a wife beater. Socks optional, you feel me? But yeah, me myself, I'm just not big on Facebook Live because I don't want to be that person, just one person watching me for 30 minutes or an hour, which happens. Then I got to also tell them about the copyrights on my music and all that right there. Like, really? When did Facebook really get on that? Like, oh, the music that I'm playing, I don't own the rights to. Who really was that person? What artist was that? that was hating on their own free promo. It wasn't like we was taking, like we was getting paid to play your music. Like, oh wow, he playing my music and they getting paid off my music. Who was doing that? Anyways, yeah, I never use Facebook Live. Do you use Facebook Live? Let me know. Now, this one was just a random thought, like, type of thing. Like, I was sitting there one day and was like, can you get news on a flip phone? Like, maybe if the flip phone was big enough. Then I got to thinking, the Razr. Everybody remember the Razr? Razr was a flip phone. So I'm like, yeah, you probably could. I'm like, I'm tripping. I'm tweaking. But I was really thinking, like, one of them little small flip phones. But a lot of y'all probably like, flip phone? Like, what's a flip phone? Some of y'all don't even know what a rotary phone is. And then if you're really young, you don't even know what I'm saying when I say news. So, either way. I always thought about that. It was just a random thought. Like, can you really even... What would that even look like? Would it be all pixely? Like a robot, like on that one commercial, that Boost commercial, when they like, wow, you know a real live robot? No, I just got bad service. So, like, who's out there really doing that? Like, is you out there really on the flip trying to get a nude? Like, is that what's going on, man? Like, could you see a granddad out there? He typing in the buttons and it's taking forever. And then he finally get it out. And then an hour later, the old lady sent that nude back. Like, ugh. I'm glad I can't tell what that is, bro. And it came in 7 different messages like an Android. Shout out to Android. I'm just kidding. I used to be team Android. That's why I can joke about it. Now I'm team iPhone. But can you? Will you? Have you ever received news on a flip phone? And if you have, please let me know. When was this? And dude, how far back do it go? It's almost like getting 8008 on a pager. Like, if you don't know what I'm talking about, then don't worry about it. Or getting it 2 times. So what would that be? 8 million 800. No, that would be Lord, 80 million. 80 million 8. You gotta look it up. No, 80 million 8008. I'm not sure. Whatever. Just put 8008 8008 and then look at it on the calendar. I'm not a calendar, but a calculator. Well, I said a calendar. Anyways, but have you ever received news on the flip? Now that I think about it, I think I did. I used to have like this phone when I was with Altel. It was like it was shaped like a NASCAR. And it had the regular buttons on it and it had the numbers, like what the letters in between the numbers. I think I did receive a nude on there. That phone actually got stolen, like right after I got it. Got the nude, went to work, phone stolen. Kind of weird, right? But yeah, I want to know, have you ever got any nudes on a flip phone? God, thank the listeners. Thank for your feedback and input. And this episode 30. It's crazy. Next episode, what we're gonna talk about is yellow squash. Or y'all call it squash. We'll also talk about Derrick Rose. And we're gonna ask a question that needs answering from a lot of you guys. And also, we're going to talk about the timeless classic, The Land Before Time. All right, like I said, thank you guys, and God bless. Talk to y'all next episode.